Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's a little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'll let Mr. Jagger sing a little bit. There he is. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Marks is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, highly prolific writer. You'll see his byline in a number of other configurations in the Washington Post. He's the author of a number of books. I've got several of them in front of me, including Small Business Book of Lists. That's the very first one, wasn't it, Gene?
Yeah, it was. That was, yeah, actually.
That was when I met you. That's how I met you, back when you when you launched that one. And then, of course,
back in the day.
In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. That's another one. Right. Check him out there, wherever books are sold. Gene, we talked in the previous segment about the Obama administration's proposed rulemaking for overtime rules for people who make over $24,000, who are salaried, if they're salaried and they're managing anybody, they don't get overtime. The Obama administration thinks that needs to be raised to $47,476. Anybody making over that maybe doesn't get overtime, but under that they would. And what say you about that?
Well, I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are, but I just listen. I'm going to say my piece, and then you can jump in because I really just do not like the government putting any type of requirements or rules on businesses and what you should pay your people. I just I don't like it, and I think it's up to me to pay my people a fair wage. And if they don't like it, they can work somewhere else. It's a free market. So I realize some people take that to excess and take advantage of that in a bad way. And unfortunately, because of those bad apples, the government has to have certain rules. But I don't like it. I'm not a supporter of a minimum wage. I'm not a supporter of the government requiring paid time off, or the government requiring that we pay overtime to people. So that's a debate that we can have. I get the feeling that you support it. Am I
no, correct? No. Well, let me say this. Every single thing you just said, I not only agree, I'm megaphone. I mean, I don't think we should have a minimum wage, period, let alone a minimum wage increase.
Yeah.
I don't think we should, the government should not be declaring how much a living wage is. We have a free market that works.
Right.
However, there are people who abuse their employees. And I do believe that somebody shouldn't put a $25,000 a year employee on salary just to avoid paying overtime.
Right.
And there are people I know people, believe it or not, I know people who work for companies. I'm talking about some big companies, Gene, that they probably make $30,000 a year, $35,000 a year, which is not, as you know, is not a lot of money.
Yep.
And they're making those guys work 50 or more hours a week. And now you might say, well, why don't they just go somewhere else? Well, as you know, we're in the middle of a lost decade here, Gene.
True.
Economically, this U.S. economy it's not that easy. So while I can understand, I have a little bit of an affinity for making a rule that prevent somebody from abusing people, and I'm really torn about this one, Gene, because you see my point.
I understand your point of view. And by the way, to your point, imagine you're working in a town where there aren't that many employers.
Exactly.
You don't have all the choices or whatever. I guess you know why I always lean to stuff like this is arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't it be great if there was, Jim, a panel, regional or statewide or local panel, that was made up between some people from the government and some people from private industry, and if you meet the qualifications of having a dispute, an
mm-hmm.
employee can take a pay dispute to that panel, and then have somebody objectively decide in favor or not of whether a wage increase is warranted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be good, rather than having an across-the-board law that affects all employers, you know, throughout the country, regardless of the situation, you sort of leave it down to more of a local level and let local business and
well, of course, I'd like that. In fact, I'm a states' rights kind of guy. You know, I mean, I think that the states should be more in charge of a lot of things that the government has usurped over the last several years. But this is an example of where businesses can help themselves by prevent the government from getting in our business.
Correct.
By doing the right thing.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Honestly, we have 600 clients in my company. 99% of them do the right thing.
Right.
Jim. You know,
like minimum wage. Here was something that when we polled our audience about minimum wage, most of them said, "So what?" You know why? Because they're already paying more than minimum wage.
Exactly right.
But
and,
guess what? They're not paying necessarily $15 for a startup person, though.
Right.
And that's where we draw the line.
It's like any HR rule that comes about. Whenever you talk to a business owner that runs a 30-person company versus somebody that runs a 90-person company, it's always a different story because if you add more people, there's always that one person who breaks the rules. And then you got to make a policy that affects everybody in the company, even though everybody in the company
The federal government likes to do.
Right.
They like to find one aggrieved person.
Yep.
And make the rest of us follow in line because of that one scenario. Gene, I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. It's marksgroup.net, marksgroup.net.
All right. And tell us quickly what you guys do.
So, well, my company sells CRM software. So we sell Microsoft Dynamics and Zoho and Salesforce and a few others. We're big fans of CRM.
He's a major small business thought leader.
Correct. So I write every day for the Washington Post and then every week for Forbes and Inc. Magazine and Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yep. He's out there, folks. He's out there. So Gene and I will be right back. I want to get Gene to talk about minimum wage after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.